You are listening to Alive 90.5.
If you'd like to know more about us, jump onto our website.
www.alive905.com.au.
Welcome back to Sunday Sports Roundup on Alive 90.5, your sound, your community. It's 25 minutes to 4 o'clock and we've got a very special segment. It's back, My Local Sports Bag, which is one of our favourite charity segments on the show. What we do is we get local clubs and associations in, tell us a bit about their club or association. They donate a bit of gear to our collection box, the My Local Sports Bag, and at the end of the year, we get all that gear from the collection box and donate that to the Ronald McDonald House charity in Greater Western Sydney, out near Westmead, which is what we love. And the very generous association this afternoon is the Parramatta Touch Football Association, and we've got their president, Rod Heverington. Good afternoon, Rod.
Good afternoon, Tony. Thanks for the opportunity and invite. Thank you.
Yeah, not a problem at all, Rod. Really excited to get to know a little bit more about the Parramatta Touch Football Association. A couple of people in the area are aware. For those who aren't, tell us a little bit about the Parramatta Touch Football Association.
Well, Parramatta Touch Football, we've been established since 1975, and at present we run senior and junior competitions for the local community. We started our junior comp last week with 94 teams, which was last Tuesday and Wednesday, and we've got a senior comp coming up in, starts in October, just in the park competition.
Yeah, that's right. So obviously there's a lot of different touch football going on. Of course, we've got the different competitions that are run, which we're going to speak about in a sec. Also socially as well, down at Doyle Ground in North Parramatta. Talk to us a little about it, how the competitions are broken up and how it all works.
How it all works, the junior competitions, we start at obviously boys and girls from under sevens, go to under 9s, under 11s, under 13s, under 15s and under 17s. And we split them up into groups where they're evenly matched. They don't play for grand finals or anything at 7s and 9s. They just play the season out. And then at 11, 13s, 15, 7, we play a semi-final series and we play 10 rounds and hopefully everyone plays each other once. And
yeah, and also school competitions are quite a bit a big part of that as well. Of course, a lot of schools in their curriculum have touch football as an element to it. How does the relationship between the Parramatta Touch Football Association work with the local schools in the area?
Obviously, we have some local schools play in our competition as part of their curriculum. Unfortunately, this year through COVID, they're not competing this year because they've been taken out of their school sport curriculum for this year. Hopefully we'll get them back next year, we'll get back to some normality, but there's a good relationship with the local schools and we run all schools events and things like that down at Doyle Ground through New South Wales Touch. So
yeah, that's cool. And of course we've spoken a bit about the association. Tell us a bit about yourself, Rod. You're the president of the Parramatta Touch Football Association. How long have you been there? I can see on your shirt something that says you've been there for quite a while, but tell us a bit about yourself and your role at the association.
Well, I've been involved with Parramatta Touch for over 30 years, I think, back in the, and as a player, then as a rep player as I've gone on. Then as the years gone on, I've refereed, I've coached rep sides, and now I'm administrator. And for the last 5-6 years, I've been president of the club. And for about 10 years prior to that, I was just on the committee of the club. So it's a volunteer-based organisation, and I just love the sport, and my whole family's involved in it. Nieces, nephews all play the sport, and it's just part of what we do and what we love doing at Parramatta.
Yeah, that's right. And, of course, you do wear a hat on the New South Wales Touch Football Association board as well. Talk us through that.
Well, I'm on the – just recently, in the last 12 months, been on that the board of New South Wales Touch, and obviously I think my playing days are over and I've got plenty to offer.
They're never over. They're never over, Rod. Commercial. I'm telling you, keep going. Don't let that broken thumb affect you.
I like the commercial acumen and where the sport's going, and I'm just, I want the sport to survive well after I'm not involved. So.
Yeah, that's true. And, of course, you alluded to it a little bit earlier in terms of COVID-19. Of course, a lot of the clubs that we've had come into the studio have said their sports have been quite effective, their clubs or their associations. Talk us through what's happened with the Parramatta Touch Football Association and how they've been affected by what's happened this last 6 months.
Well, certainly 94 sides in our junior comp's pleasing, but last year we had 115 and we put that down to the school sides not competing, so which is slightly disappointing. But talking to other sports, soccer and rugby league, they're all down 15-20% in participant rates, so in the area, so it's probably not a bad result. A lot of our volunteers have sort of said, look, it's too hard to help you out because the criteria's, you know, getting there 15 minutes before and all that type of thing, and you know, sign on QR codes and all that sort of thing. Telling people where they can stand and not stand is difficult. So a lot of volunteers haven't ever, and a lot of referees haven't come back because they think it's unsafe. And, you know, some, you know, one referee example's got two elderly parents he lives with, both with some health issues. He can't risk getting COVID-19 because he'll infect his parents. And there's a lot of that goes on. So it's a sort of, it's different, and there's a lot of pressure on volunteers in all community sports, I think, just on only touch football. And and we just hope there's an end to it. And I just encourage the maybe New South Wales Health Department to look at community sports in maybe a slightly different light. You're allowed 6,000 at an NRL game, but not allowed 500 down at Door Park. So, yeah. So I'm hoping there's a balance there somewhere. It's community sport, it's kids playing sport. And it's, you know, other than being a sport, it's a great social aspect too.
Yeah, most certainly. And you did allude to it in your previous answer. How does Parramatta Touch work with these different government organisations, or just the state or the local governments involved? How's that relationship, or how does it work?
We've got a terrific relationship with Parramatta Council. They look after our grounds and helped us with our local federal member, Julie Owen, to get new lights down recently down at Door Ground.
So congratulations on that.
Took us a few years, and we're looking at further renovations at our Door Ground. We got a good relationship with the local community down there because we've been there a long time at Door Ground. So, you know, we sort of, people know who you are and how we act. And when we have big crowds there, we let people know that we've got big crowds there. And we host at Door Ground a lot of our rep events too, the Sydney Championship, Vorden Cup, and, you know, we're hosting, which is good for us because our players don't have to travel. And, you know, we've got 10 fools there, good lighting, and it's a bit of a financial boost for us through sales of drinks and food. And
yeah, it's the ripple effect, isn't it, in terms of those tasks. Switching back over to the players as well, you're name-dropping when we're in the green room as well of some of the great players that have come through the Parramatta Touch system. Talk to us about one of the current players that's really lighting up the NRL and just what you're sort of looking for in a Parramatta Touch player, or just what skills or just traits that you're looking for in players when they do come down?
Well, the most known player now who comes through our junior ranks, played from under 10s right through to under 18s, is Ryan Pappenhausen, Melbourne Storm fullback. And he, as everyone's seen, plays NRL, a super player, but he was a super touch player too. He had great speed.
I can tell you're doing your job there, Rod. I mean, no one can get near him half the time. He's electric.
I coached him personally myself for a year or two, and he's a very good, a very likeable kid. But he's gone away from touch now, and because NRL's taken him on a real good journey, and we hope he goes as far as he can in that. But we're hoping when he retires from NRL, he'll come back and play a bit of touch in the park with us and tell kids about his experience. And you know, we wish him all the best. He's a good kid and super player.
Yeah, he most definitely is, yeah. So any others coming through at the moment that you've seen that are quite... Because we do see the likes of Sean Johnson and those sorts of players, just in terms of their stepping and just how elusive they are and how quick they are. What makes a good touch player?
Oh, you got to be speed and agility and aerobic energy. You know, it's not it's we promote it as non-contact, but it's more get back, forward, and it's unlike other sports. You know, like, it's more aerobic. Got to be fit. You can really only play in 3 or 4 minute bursts, and we have unlimited interchange, and it's just it's a good sport to be involved with because it's non-contact, and you can go on and represent your country, you know, from your state. You represent Parramatta, your state, and Australia at World Cups and all that type of thing. So it's a good sport to be involved in. I think it's the best sport. So.
That's what we asked you, and of course that's what you were going to say. In terms of course, mixed touch football, or just the mixed concept of, touch
mixed
competition?
Mixed football, so it's the only team sport I think you can represent your country in a mixed environment with girls and men on the same side. I think it's the only team sport that you can represent your country in. So mix is quite popular. It goes in waves and things, but you know, I've seen women have gone and played mixed touch and have come back to women's representative touch better players. And, you know, it's a different concept, but and at park level, mix is very social, right? You know, when they just play in our competition at Door Park, they want to enjoy each other's company. It's 1 hour of fitness, and what we charge for a year is, you know, not as much as going to your local gym. So, good hours exercise every week. So.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, and that's a really good selling point as well. Rod, as you say, of course, you're a life member of the Parramatta Touch Football Association as well. You said it's been 27 years, did you say, before?
No, it's been over 30. But
over 30, there you go, yeah.
It's an honour. We're one of the oldest touch football clubs in Australia, and it's an honour to be life member there. It's an honour to be president, and I've got some, and I've met some great friends through Parramatta Touch and great friends through Touch throughout the state and throughout the country, so it's a big part of my life, I guess.
Yes, it is. No, it's very, very admirable of you. Also, how do people get involved? How do we contact, if someone like myself wants to come down for a social game, or people who are interested in trialling and trying to make the Vorden Cup and those sorts of statewide competitions, what are the process for that? How do we get involved?
Well, obviously, we advertise our competitions through our website and Facebook and get it out there. And if you want to, firstly, if you want to, you can ring us up and we can put you in a team if you're just an individual, or if you've got a group of blokes who want to be a team, we can just put you in the local park competition, play hopefully in a competitive, if you're high competitive or low competitive, we'll put you in a competitive where you can compete fairly every week. And from there, if you want to represent Parramatta Touch Football, we have trials every year for our juniors and seniors, and you can turn up for trial usually in the park. If we see someone with extraordinary ability, will approach them to say you really should try rep touch, you've got all the attributes to do it, and then we get personal training on them and,
yeah, exactly right. And also, so group of mates, how many to make a full team?
Six aside, 10. Ten's enough. Probably a bit more, 12 if you can, but because it gets tiring out there. It's only 20 minute halves but it's full on.
Tend to win fast pace. You're doing great things on the field, but also off the field. We're really excited that you've come in, Rod, and you're going to donate to My Local Sports Bag, our charity initiative. Just tell us what you've brought today.
Well, we bought two jackets with our name on it, and Parramatta Touch. It's got a couple of sponsors there. It's got our old logo, Parramatta Leash Hub on the back. Parramatta Leash Hub been a long-term supporter of Parramatta Touch. And again, generous during when they were closed for COVID, they still come up with a similar financial arrangement over the last couple of years. So I really go out to Parramatta Touch. And then we've got just another junior jacket, I think, from our juniors from last year's junior events.
It's a junior jacket, but I dare I say a few of our panel members might try and fit into that. Me as well, I'll try and squeeze into that.
Jacket. And we've got plenty of other things available if you need it.
All right, thank you very much. Really appreciate that. And, of course, these, along with all the other gear in our collection box, are going to go to the Ronald McDonald Charity at an event at the end of the year, which Parramatta Touch Football Association is invited to, and I'll send you the details when we know a little bit more about that one. But, Rod, thank you very much for coming in.
Thank you, Tony, and good luck. Thank you. Anyone want to play touch, come down to Parramatta.
Most certainly. Listen to what the man says. He's a great man.
We think we're the best.
Okay. Sunday Sports Roundup on Alive 90.5, your sound, your community.